Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. Hi, I wanted to let you guys know I released another single, but it's not me singing. Actually, it's lyrics to the song. It has been copyrighted. It has been published for a long time. It's called I Wanted to Make My Dreams Come True. I just played the keyboard solo. It's an original song. It has three parts to it. Actually, I added, three chords to the, because it would be arranged differently vocally. Because, the song is about, with the lyrics, if I was to add the lyrics about going for that dream, you know, it's like, I wrote two songs about going for dreams. There's one called I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, part two, and I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. But then there's the second, this song is like, I Wanted My Hollywood Dream to Come True. It's so different. It's talking about the struggle of going for dreams in general. Well, actually, it's about going for the Hollywood dream too. I will say that. So I'm sorry if I sound like if I'm confusing you, but it's pretty much the same topic, going for those dreams. But it could be for any dream. I did have some lyrics for it, and I could have sung it, but I decided not to. I just played the whole thing. I wrote the music. It's just the music part on the keyboard. You know, it's just like going, you know. It could have been probably, you know, I played it just unannounced, so... I listened to it myself, and I thought, oh, okay, that's probably because I went so, you know, whatever. But it is the song the way it is, you know, it goes up, and then it goes down, up and down. So I hope you like it. I know whatever people feel about it, it's just a simple song. You know, it's just a simple song. Now, when I release music, any type of music, as a song on my podcast or in the recording studio, it has always been copyrighted. As always, we publish to let people know that I own it and for protection. When I release these like pop songs and rock songs in the past, they've all been protected. But also, if anyone's interested in using the song, they can. But, as a songwriter, owning a song, it can work out something or whatever. I don't know. I need to get permission, you know. With my songs being on publishing, I had to copyright and publish it because, you know, when you write something, you should own it. And with some people say, oh, I didn't write it or whatever. So I just wrote the melody. It's just a melody on the keyboard. It's the whole song on the keyboard, just on the keyboard. Now, if I put the songs in the voice, what's missing from it is the lyrics of the voice. I have the lyrics and the voice. But it was just like more of an instrumental. So when I go online and do performances with my keyboard, it's just, you know, just playing something that I've written. There's another song, Because You're Gone. There is a vocal performance on that. I don't know, you know, I do have stuff that I haven't released, so, songs, you know, it just has the instrumental, but there's the voice. So I wanted to let you know that if you're interested in that song, contact me. Then there's just me joking around, you know, say I like it, you know, just joking around, that's just a joke. And me singing a little, but that's a joke. You know, I did, like, I Wanted My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Basic Jam Part 2, which is vocal rap, and then there's I Do Love You, which I did on podcast. It's just vocal and piano playing the keyboards, drums, and I want my Hollywood dream to come true, which is vocal, keyboard, drums. Yes, if you actually, yes, I'm playing with the drums, drum machine, whatever, and the keyboards. Like I said before, with all my music that I recorded or involve, I'm not just sing. I produce, write lyrics, and I'll produce each song, put it together, you know. I'm a musician, you know. It's fun to do, you know. I want to let you know, doing it for so long, doing it for several years, you know. I was looking at my BMI contract when I signed it. It was such a long, long time ago. And I did it for so long, you know. All those years, you know, decades, and, you know, the struggle to be a successful artist, which I came to LA for, how much I sacrificed. And I sacrifice a lot now. When I think about it now, you know, my family, you know, years went by. I lost a lot. My dad, I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way to make up, you know, is it worth it? You know, my answer to that is up to each person, but I was so dedicated to my music that I missed out and I didn't get to the next level, which is so painful. But at the same time, the artist, the life of an artist. But I enjoy making a song because a song illustrates what I went through. You know, I wanted to make my Hollywood dream come true. And, you know, putting it on publishing and putting it on copyright, I had to put it on copyright because I own that material, you know, but it was just a sign of saying I done so much all those years when I was young, you know, and involving music. Music was a natural thing for me. You know, I wasn't one of those musicians that just, you know, learned when I'm young and dedicated when I'm so young. It took me some time, you know, it just grasped when it grasped. And I enjoyed doing it. But that's just one, it's just a raw playing of a song, the melody, the composing of the music. Of I wanted my dreams to come true. That's what it's called. I wanted to make my dreams come true. And I wanted to make my dreams come true. It's about the struggle to make them come true. It could be anything, but for me, it was about going for the Hollywood dream. It's another song, just like I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 2. I wanted to say that I apologize if I'm confusing you guys. I'm very tired, so I wanted to let you know it's been released. If you like, you know, listening to just instrumentals, because I release instrumentals, you know. Try to play each one differently because being a musician, you know, like, okay, I play it this way. And because when I come up with, make the song or write the song, my goal is to be diverse and a variety, innovative, and also do different things. Because music is such a wide range of different melodies and different ideas. That's what I, as I grew as a musician, because I used to be just a rock musician when I came out here, just singing and making songs and going on stage all the time and singing with bands, to a more mature musician who didn't achieve the, didn't get recognized, but still have that dream and became involved with BMI, ASCAP, and still be, and then, you know, I will let you know, getting my songs out there for people to hear is such, I'm so lucky to get that to that level at any stage. So I wanted to, you know, I'm blessed in that sense. So I do appreciate how far I came, but I want to let you know how many years it is. So I wanted to make my Dreams Come True was an illustration of, with the lyrics, the struggle to go for dreams. And, you know, to go for dreams, you know, it takes hard work or some effort. You know, very few people can get it so fast or quickly, you know. It's, you know, if I want, if I say, oh, I want my dream to come true, I can't just say, oh, I want it to come true, and that's it. I have to put some effort into it, and I know that it's going to take some time to make it come true. It's the same thing with trying to be an attorney or trying to be a doctor. It takes a lot of, it takes some time. That time could be years, you know. It's all worth it, you know, if I work hard and it pays off, you know. But I'll get farther than what I started. I hope to get to that next level, you know. When I came to Hollywood, you know, my goal was to get discovered as soon as possible. But I wasn't the Motley Crue or the Poison or the GNR. And then I didn't get it within 5 or 6 years. I wasn't Sheryl Crow or the Los Averages. And I wasn't, you know, the musicians who got it in 5 years or 10 years. I still was trying to make it. It's very difficult. And that's what the song is about. I wanted to make my dreams come true. I mentioned all those artists because those artists are superstars. They made it in Hollywood, but it's millions. Rhythm and blues, pop, rap, who made it out here. I mean, numerous pop, rap stars who made it out here. I made it in Hollywood. So many. I didn't get that break yet, but I want my Hollywood dream to come true. And I wrote this. I just played a melody. Having fun. And I hope you like it. If not, there's Busy Jam. There's other ones for you to listen to. And again, thank you for listening. And I'll come back in another podcast real soon. Good day, good night from Dark Knight.